Hi, it's Mark Raven. Welcome to episode 350 of Lean Blog Audio. This is a post published on February 5th, 2024, titled Lean Leadership in Action, CEO Larry Culp's Journey to Revitalize GE at the Gemba. You can read this blog post and find the links that I reference here by going to leanblog.org/audio350. As I recently shared on LinkedIn, I really appreciated the annual shareholder letter that was published and shared by Larry Culp, who has been the CEO of General Electric for just over 5 years now. He was the first ever outsider CEO in over 125 years of company history. Now, first off, well, it wasn't first off, it was at the end of the letter, but I'm mentioning first off, I couldn't help but notice that the photo shared at the end of the letter is not some corporate headshot of Larry, the CEO, in a power suit and tie. It's a photo, it appears, from a quote-unquote Gemba, or factory floor in this case, with Larry wearing safety glasses, a casual shirt, and a high-visibility vest. And he certainly looks to be in his element and enjoying it there. I mean, how rare is that among CEOs of manufacturing companies of any size? How much better off would other manufacturers or even healthcare organizations be if they had CEOs who don't just sponsor or support Lean, but are instead leading and driving the culture change? How many hospital CEOs truly enjoy donning PPE to be at the front lines of patient care? You can see that photo in the post, leanblog.org/audio350. And part of the letter, Larry wrote this: "Today, in an ever-challenging environment, GE employees are embracing a Lean philosophy rooted in Kaizen, or change to make it better. They are delivering for our customers by listening, learning, and executing. Step by step, one process at a time, they are advancing safety, quality, delivery, and cost in that order, serving our customers and each other with deep respect." Now, Larry participates in Kaizen events, as described in a recent Fortune magazine article that I've linked to, and it's worth blogging about in its own right. Larry's participation in those events sets a great example for other leaders. But that doesn't mean he's the one with all the answers. And GE is also working beyond these events to also engage people in Lean and continuous improvement through a daily management system and a culture of continuous improvement. He says, "We're laying in our Lean operating model for GE Aerospace, which we'll call Flight Deck, so that we can perform at much higher levels in ways that I think will serve us well going forward." So that mantra of safety, quality, delivery, and cost in that order is one I've heard for almost 30 years, going back to my days at General Motors. And you can read more about that in a blog post that I've linked to. Now, those words about safety, quality, delivery, and cost can't just be lip service. Leaders must be willing to let everybody take actions that put safety and quality at first, even at the short-term expense of slower production. Now, when we do it right, safety and quality and production quantities go hand in hand through good process and continuous improvement. But look at how Boeing has been struggling with this greatly in recent years, with all of the complaints about management there pushing speed and schedule over safety and quality. And I'd say, again, that's a false trade-off. In the letter, Larry shares the results from one Kaizen event, writing, "Enter Lean. The GE T408 engine, for example, powers the fast-growing CH53K King Stallion, and volume on the engine is growing 300% year over year. With such an intense ramp, any delay or bottleneck matters a lot. That's why last November, business leader Alex Stone, Lean leader Camille Latour, and advanced engine mechanics Frank Stewart and Vinnie Falls led a cross-functional team through a Kaizen event at our Lynn, Massachusetts plant. Coming into the event, our build time on the T408 was around 75 hours, with two mechanics working simultaneously on two separate engines to meet demand. Our goal, take that 75 hours down to under 32, with one mechanic working at a time. By the end of the week, engineers and operators working together on the floor identified opportunities both big and small, saving hours of prep time by using a heat gun instead of an oven to treat a compressor rotor, for example. The result was reducing build time to just 11 hours with one operator, all the while enhancing safety and quality. 75 to 11 is the kind of change that takes your breath away, But to me, the best part was the fact that on Thursday of that week, the team was already talking about how they were going to do better than 11, what they could do next. That is the spirit of Lean and Kaizen, always getting better. Your mindset shifts to look for opportunities at the most granular levels, day in and day out, to enhance performance and eliminate waste. So that's the end of the excerpt, again, from Larry Culp's letter. That's not uncommon with lean thinking and the action of Kaizen events. They set an aggressive goal, typically, of more than 50% improvement, only to see, in this case, something more like an 85% reduction. That's very impressive. And the Kaizen mindset of what they could do next is impressive, and it's a great sign of employee engagement and the leadership that creates alignment in what we're trying to achieve. It's great to see the example that GE is setting for other organizations that are willing to learn and follow. I hope Boeing starts learning from this new GE, if you will, instead of doubling down on the old GE approach of Jack Welch and his acolytes who have been running things at Boeing. So again, if you'd like to read that blog post, if you'd like to read the entire Larry Culp letter that I've linked to, you can find it at leanblog.org/audio350.